Conor Kelly is the story of the weekend, really. You know, he was competing in Mannheim with an Irish under-20 selection. He's out of Finn Valley. The bottom line is he ran the fastest time by over 400 metres by a European athlete this year, 46.09. That's a new Irish under-20 record, of course. He was beat, actually, at the meet by a South African, but he's the elite. You know, and that's important because he has the European under-20 championships this year. So, you know, just watching for rankings, and that's his form is through Europe, and he now is the leading European at the moment. So that's exciting. He ran, as I say, a new Irish under-20 record, new Donegal record, of course, and it's 46.09. That's an improvement on his previous. Now, then there was the relay, the 4x4 relay, and Ireland were running on that as well, and he produced a split of 45.95. He was the final runner. They broke the Irish record, and a couple of other interesting things about all of that is that's a good mark for Europeans as well going forward for that 4x4 team. So Kelly really making a big impact there. And when we're talking about Mannheim, let's stay with a couple of other good results. Ethan Dewhurst from the Tyrconnell Club, he was in the 400 metre hurdles. He ran a darn good race, a really good race. He finished third. So he has to be really, really happy with that. A really strong performance from Ethan Dewhurst, the young Glenties lad, and 52.50 I see here now in front of me. So that's very, very good. Third in Mannheim. Mannheim is a top class under 20 meet, and it's hard to get into, and it's a really international standard. So 52.50. And the other athlete competing in Mannheim, of course, was Erin Friel. She was in an Irish 4x4 team. That team finished third, season's best for them, but that's important for Erin. She was the final runner as well in that 4x4. She's running so well all year, so she'll be hopefully with that 4x4 team, they'll be heading off to the Europeans as well, and she'll be part of that. She's from Letterkenny Athletic Club, coached by Catherine McDevitt, of course, and that really was, the Brits won that one. Germany was second, Ireland was third, getting on ahead of the Belgians. So well done to Erin, well done to Ethan, and well done particularly to Conor Kelly. He's really set the world alight at the minute, and drawn a lot of attention from the States in terms of scholarship offers and so on. So we'll hear a lot about him as the season develops, but today a new Irish record, a new European lead, and well done to him. So that's a story from there. Then the other big news of the weekend, the other big performances of the weekend, well, you would anticipate big performance, was the European Cup in Maribor in Slovenia. We had a couple of athletes there as well, of course. Finn Dewhurst was running there, brother of Ethan. I guess he got injured because he ran a very, very, very poor time, so I'm presuming he got injured because he's in way better form than that. And the 400 hurdles as well, Arlene Cross, and that was yesterday indeed. And she ran a personal best time. She finished sixth in that heat. But she struggled over the last couple of hurdles, and she'll not be happy with that. So she knows she has to improve. But she did bring back a PB performance, and that's always a good day out when you do that. So Arlene was there. And later on, around about 6 o'clock this evening, Roisin Flanagan, as is with Arlene Finn Valley, she runs in the 5,000 metres, and she's going well. She's running well. She's running PB over 5,000, so she should give good strong points to the Irish team there. So those are the two big international ones, and then we're concentrating on the national underage championships, and I'll take the names, some good performances, but I'll take them as they come at me here. Well, Amy Timoney, three Finn Valley ones, I'll talk with them and then go through the rest. Amy Timoney, she did a 14.32, that's a PB over the hurdles for Hull. That got her a second in the nationals, and she also got third yesterday in the 100. Park McGilligan's just after getting the third in the steeplechase. And Leah O'Gara from Terriman, she finished second in the walk yesterday, a good strong performance over 3K there. Well done to her. Keith again, Gallen from Lifferstraban, well, she got second in the discus yesterday. Her hammer results are still to come up, but her discus throw was 34.50, and that's a PB for her, so well done to her. Silver medal for her in the discus. And her clubmate Clara Mullen, she won the triple jump indeed, and well done to her. 8 centimetres to spare and winning that triple jump yesterday. And as the name that's, you know, you're always looking for new names to break on the scene, and Harry McIlwain has been the name that's burst on the scene particularly this year. He's a student at Royal and Prior. During the week he was selected for the Irish Schools team. He's from the Letterkenny Athletic Club. He's also coached by Catherine McDevitt, and he actually ran 11.09 yesterday. Poor conditions, but it was the manner of his victory in the 100 metres that really impressed. You know, conditions were poor. He wasn't going to run very fast, but he really drove a gap between him and the rest of them. And of course, it's very important to say that he has ran a 10.77 this year, and he's you know, if he tidies up his start, he's going to run faster. So really good from Harry McMichael Wayne from Letterkenny Athletic Club. What else have we? Well, obviously, I talked about the European Cup. I talked about Mannheim. Melissa Ward from Tyrconnell. She had a victory. She had a gold in the hammer. And also, she had a medal yesterday as well in the discus. So well done to her. That's Melissa Ward of Tyrconnell. And in that hammer, then, which she won at 41.53, which is decent bloody hammer throwing, you know, Melissa Ward from Tyrconnell. Maeve McGeehan of the Olympic was third, so a two Donegal in the top three there. And Jimmy Kennedy of Tyrconnell, he got silver in the triple jump at 12.80, so that's nice to add to the story there. And just in the last hour or so, Cabrina Ein from St Johnstone competes with Lifford Strabane. She won her javelin at under 16 level, so well done to her. And then just in the last few minutes, Keenan McFadden, he nailed the 800 metres in his age group championship best performance, 151.53. And you know, he continues to hold that focus, and he has held that focus through many years since he was a wee fella. And he's now under 19, and he's really still throwing it out there, taking it on the challenge week in, week out, and he's there at the front. And it's a real good credit to him and his coach, Eamon Giles. So, from Cranford Athletic Club. So, well done, Keenan McFadden. He's the latest story from that underage today, winning the gold medal, a championship best performance for the young Priestley lad. So well done to him. So, it's been a busy weekend. Some other results. I mean, Kiva Gallen still to do that hammer result, still to come up. I'm anticipating that she can win that. And a few other results, you know, as the day goes on. Yesterday conditions were very poor in Tullamore. Wee bit better today, but good results. The athletes handled it well. And that Conor Kelly result, just noted, 46.09. That's never actually have we in Donegal produced an athlete that led the Europeans under 20 list ever. So a big performance from Conor Kelly.